Hello, 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 saints of Yahweh. What's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. It is September 29th, 2022. And our tidbit of inspiration comes from a quote from Margaret Cousins. And Margaret Cousins was a, her name is Margaret Elizabeth Cousins, was an Irish Indian educationist, suffragist, and theosophist. I'm sorry, a Theosophist, who established the All Indian Women's Conference in 1927. She was the wife of the poet and literary critic James Cousins, with whom she moved to India in 1915. She also established the Irish Women's Franchise League. And she quoted, her quote is, "Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary." Gonna read that one more time. It says, "Appreciation can make a day, even change a life. Your willingness to put it into words is all that is necessary." Margaret Cousins. It's all that is necessary to make somebody's day, to tell someone that they've done a good job, to tell someone that what they did for you, you appreciate. You know, to show appreciation. That's what it says. To show appreciation, to tell someone that you appreciate them can change a life, can make a day. You know what that is? It's being kind. It's being kind and being gracious to other people. It's letting other people know that they are needed and welcomed in your life. And it only takes us being willing to put it into words and to speak it out, to take the time to stop by someone else's cubicle, someone else's workplace, someone else's desk. Wherever it is you work, on the construction site, wherever it is, and tell them, you know what? You're doing a great job. I appreciate how you made sure that you did thus and so, whatever it is. And telling the person that they did a good job. It's necessary that we do that, that we take the time. Yes, people work for a paycheck, but that doesn't mean that we can't take the time to express appreciation to each other, to express appreciation that they did a good job. That's what we're to do. You know, there's a scripture that says, "Don't muzzle the ox, don't muzzle the ox while they apply, while they are plowing." And you don't muzzle the ox while they're plowing, so that the muzzle, so that the ox can eat while they are plowing, and that's showing them appreciation that they can eat while they're walking. And it's showing them that they're appreciated. And because they're appreciated, they can do that. You know, excuse me. When you muzzle an ox while they are plowing, it tells them, "No, I don't want you to eat this because I'm gonna take this all for myself." You know, and I want you to work hard, but I don't want you to eat. And so the ox may not work as hard as it could if it was able to eat while it was working. People want to know that they are appreciated. You know, sometimes it's better to work at a place that you are appreciated, that the work you put out, that you do well, is appreciated, than to work at a place you make a bunch of money. Because money is not everything. Yes, money is a tool that we want to use. But remember, Scripture says that it is the love of money, that is the root of all evil. It's not money. Money is just a tool, but it's the love of money that is what causes evil thoughts and evil things to come out of us, because with that pursuit of that money, what we are to pursue is to please God and to love people. So appreciate somebody today. Take the time to tell someone they did a good job. Take the time to appreciate someone else's work or someone else's effort. Tell them you love them, if you love them. Just tell them you like them. Sometimes at work, that's not a good thing to do. So, you got to watch that. But at least tell them that you appreciate them and that that you appreciate what they've done. So take the time today to tell somebody you appreciate them. Just leave it at that. That you appreciate what they do and how they do it, and let them know that they have done a good job. And that doesn't just apply to our workplaces. That applies to our kids. That applies to our spouses, especially our spouses who do so much, and hopefully that we do so much for each other that we tell each other that we appreciate what we do, or what they do. Tell your spouse you appreciate what they do. If they are the one who cooks, tell them you appreciate the good meals that they feed you. If they're the ones who take care of the bills or take care of the cars or whatever, just tell them I appreciate that you make sure my car is running good. I appreciate that you make sure I have the right stickers on my car, that my insurance is paid. Say, just tell somebody today that you appreciate them, and they will appreciate that. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the spirit of kindness, the spirit of appreciation, the spirit of gratitude for what other people do in our lives. We ask that you help us to form that into words, to be able to speak to someone and tell them we appreciate them. And we thank you for that ability. We thank you for being able to say that. And we ask that you bless each and every one. And I want to say to each and every one of you who listen, I appreciate you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I thank you for doing so. I love you, and Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day in the Lord, and I will talk to you tomorrow.